SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, intelligence boss Mike Burgess says secrecy laws must remain strong. Hearings into injustices against First Nations people in Victoria begin. And in AFL, Carlton, confident its early bye, won't halt their momentum on Good Friday. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Intelligence boss Mike Burgess says secrecy laws must remain strong to protect Australia's national security. The Independent National Security Legislation Monitor is reviewing the effectiveness of secrecy laws with concerns they are too broad and impact freedom of press. The Australian Security Intelligence Agency claims journalists are targets for foreign spies, warning against watering down the laws. ASIO boss Mike Burgess says the laws exist to protect Australia's interests.
In my view, secrecy offences do not exist to prevent wrongdoing from being uncovered. They are there to prevent unauthorised disclosure of sensitive national security information outside of lawful channels to ensure that intelligence and security agencies can protect Australia and Australians.
The Yuruk Justice Commission has begun hearings into injustices against Victoria's First Nations people related to land, sky and waters. It's the first formal truth-telling process of its type in Australia, charged with investigating both historical and ongoing injustices committed against Aboriginal Victorians. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen will give evidence at the inquiry, marking the first time the Premier appears as a witness at a commission. Auntie Donna says the commission holds massive significance.
We are the modern-day warriors now taking over that legacy, and we are here, our organisations represent our people, but here in this place to talk about the injustices inflicted on generations of our children is a rightful way to have these hearings, especially here as we bore the brunt of colonisation.
The Greens and Teal crossbenchers have united in pushing back against gas legislation, which has been offered up by the government. It aims to make gas companies pay more tax sooner than they would have otherwise by limiting the availability of tax deductions. But it will also likely increase emissions in Western Australia unless extra fossil gas can be offset or sequestered. The Australian Conservation Foundation and Crossbench have criticised the bill, warning amendments expected to be tabled today do not fix it. Greens Senator Dorinda Cox has accused the government of a lie for saying in the Voice referendum it wanted to consult First Nations people, then going on to push changes diminishing consultation rights.
Make no mistake, in 200-odd years in this country, no one has had to ask permission. First Nations people have not given their consent for the extraction of resources in their land and sea country. And under this bill, that will continue to be the status quo. First Nations people are opposing offshore gas in sea country around this country. They are saying no to the gas cartel.
Four men accused of staging a Russia concert hall attack, which killed more than 130 people, have appeared before a court showing signs of severe beatings as they faced formal terrorism charges. One appeared to be barely conscious during the hearing. A court statement says two of the suspects accepted their guilt in the assault after being charged in the preliminary hearing. And in AFL, defender Mitch McGovern is confident Carlton's early bye won't halt their momentum when the high-flying Blues attempt to continue their red-hot start against North Melbourne. Carlton earned tense wins over the Brisbane Lions, then Richmond in quick succession to claim a 2-0 start to the AFL season, then had a bye in round two due to their participation in opening round. It means the Blues, who were last in action on March 14, will have had 15 days between games when they return to action on Good Friday. And that's all this evening's latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.